The Chatham School Board's vote on August 6th was a bullet that Tenneke has dodged before. Two times in the last 27 years, the school's enrollment has dropped below 10, and the board decided to keep the school open. This year, Tenneke could muster 3 resident students and 2 foreign exchange students. Gordon Chu chairs Tenneke's advisory school board. It developed a 9-page plan to operate the school at a bare-bones level, but Chu says it was probably too little, too late to avert closure.
The thing that hurts us the most is that we came up with a pretty exciting reduced budget, going basically laying everybody off but the teacher, with all kinds of volunteers, and that there was some money in the district's reserve fund, but they decided to use it for a roof for a building in Angoon.
Scott Butterfield is the superintendent of the Chatham School District. He says student enrollment is down district-wide, and state funding is dropping as a result. He says the money wasn't there to keep Tenneke open with less than 10 students.
Our unrestricted fund balance is not such that even on a reduced basis, we would have much of any unrestricted fund balance left if we kept the school open for 1 year, and that if we had an emergency of some kind, we would have nothing to use monetarily to resolve that emergency. So they just didn't feel fiscally that it was a wise decision to use all of their unrestricted fund balance for 1 year to keep the school open.
The Tenneke School's budget is about $270,000 a year. The painful thing for the district, according to Butterfield, is that closing the school doesn't really represent a significant savings.
This is tough financially even with the school being closed. We still have a tenured teacher that works in Tenneke. We are obligated contractually to employ that teacher somewhere. And so we've got that cost to bear, plus all the fringe benefits to cover. We probably have to hire somebody to work 1 hour a day, 5 days a week, or something like that, to check the building, make sure it's still secure, nothing has happened. We still have to maintain minimal heat. All of those costs are going to add up
to something on the order of $120,000. The tenured teacher, by the way, is Gordon Chu's wife, Ann Connolly. Butterfield says the district is going to keep everything in the school, all the supplies, electronics, and other equipment. If more than 10 students have filed an intent to enroll form by next spring, the school will reopen the following autumn. In spite of the close calls in the past, Tenneke has managed to deliver a good education for its students.
Small as they are, they have outstanding academic achievement. They've always made AYP, and even now when you go to the 5-star rating that the state has gotten with the new waiver from No Child Left Behind, Tenneke scored a 5-star rating. That's as high as it gets. Not many schools do that. So in that respect, having to close the school is sad.
10 students is an important bar for rural schools because that's where a multiplier kicks in the state funding formula. In a nutshell, 10 students are the financial equivalent of 39 students. That's why dropping below 10 becomes so treacherous. Tenneke has 3 kids enrolled for next year who will have to make other plans. There are 4 other students in Tenneke who have opted for homeschooling and chose not to enroll. Additionally, there were 2 foreign exchange students planning to enroll. That all still adds up to only 9. The Chatham School Board discounted Tenneke's plans to have exchange students, saying the funding priority should be on residents. Gordon Chu believes Tenneke is on the right side of state statute by boosting enrollment through exchange students, but his board does not want to split hairs over that issue. Instead, the focus now, again, is on community and what that means. Tenneke has a significant number of vacation homes. Only about 1 house in 10 is a year-round resident, Chu says. But there are still compelling reasons to have a school.
It is a very different mix, yet there are many people, retired professors, for example, who believe in education and believe that that a town is not really a village without children. And we're very worried about the people that aren't, our families that aren't capable of homeschooling or aren't interested in homeschooling, because this decision just happened a couple of days ago, and they're all trying to decide what to do, whether to move or not, which will complicate any possible reopening issues in the spring.
If the Tenneke School remains closed for 24 months, Chu says the $4 million building, which occupies city land, may revert to city ownership. That is not an attractive prospect given the expense of basic maintenance. Chu says the goal now is to get to 10.
We've been in this position before, and the really impressive thing, I think, is that with our outreach to bring families here and to increase our employment base and to increase our student count has largely been successful over the last 8 years that I've been on the board. We've kept the school open against all odds.
Tenneke has made successful recruitment efforts in the past, a fire chief and his two kids, for example, based on the lifestyle the town offers. He says creative problem solving is where we're at right now. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.